17 to see all your old friends back on the screen. Tyrion, Tormund, that chick from Meereen, and of course your fireproof dragon girl queen. And I sit right here on the couch beside you unseen. You've got theories for how it all will end, who lives and who dies and who makes amends. And you scroll through fan forums playing pretend, and I scroll through Instagram pics of my friends, all with glittering diamonds upon their left hands. Because their boyfriends saw them as royalty, worthy of pledging their loyalty. Not fantasy starlets on premium cable, but flesh and blood princesses sharing their table. Now they're trying on dresses and asking for RSVPs. Because all of their boyfriends went and bent the knee. Let Cersei abuse you, and maybe the Red Witch could give birth to your shadow baby. That smart aleck wildling could sleep in a cave with you. But of all the fantasy girls this show gave to you, none can compare to the unburnt, the breaker of chains. You wish that you had been born a Targaryen, or at least Duolingo would teach High Valyrian. Then what a suitable subject you'd be for her. And if she ordered that you bend the knee for her, down to the floor you'd fall faster than Castamere's reins. But Westeros is a long ways away, and here I sit pining my days away. Just a regular girl with some regular hair, no dragons to make my opponents beware. But if you need someone to swear fealty to, you have me. And I'm right here waiting for you to bend the knee. Khaleesi, but then after all, you're no Lord Commander of the Watchers on the Wall. With raven black tresses that spill o'er your shoulder, and a gruff northern accent that makes my heart smolder, and the chance to fulfill some old messianic prophecy. So you're no Jon Snow, and I'm no Daenerys, but then again, it's just not fair to compare us to fairy tale heroes we see on TV. I've just got you, and you've just got me, but in our little fief, what a fine pair of nobles we'd be. I'll be your lady, my lord, if you'd just bend the knee.